The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
And Kearney Catholic will push the ball up the floor. Teal baseball pass down. Another three right corner. Prasoski is 3 for 3. 11 points for Allie Prasoski. The Stars are 4 of 6 from downtown.
Today is the final day of the Central Catholic early season tournament featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Take it on the right wing, sneaking in from behind to knock the ball away. Will be Harrison Pierce. Fast break up to Moore. Moore lays it up and in, and a blocking foul called on Skolot. And a chance for a three-point play here for Matt Moore.
Both the girls and boys have opened their season, and they'd like to end week one with a victory. It's Kearney Catholic Star action in the Central Catholic Tournament coming up next. But first, a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Central Catholic High School with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. We're in the old gym for the consolation game of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. Kearney Catholic will be the home team taking on Wood River. Both these two teams lost last night as Grand Island Central Catholic gave Wood River their first loss of the season. And Norfolk Catholic did beat Kearney Catholic, a game heard on her sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. These two teams like to play a lot of defense, like to shoot the three, like to run the floor. Size-wise, there's going to be a fairly good comparison between these two schools. Wood River might be a little bit taller, and this is not the Wood River team that the last few years has kind of struggled a little bit. They have been getting progressively better. They're going to start four seniors who consider themselves to be gym rats, and the coach's son will be the only non-senior starter. So Wood River's basketball IQ is really very, very high as they'll be taking on Kearney Catholic and the Stars and Wood River. This is going to be a great matchup as they'll see each other through the conference tournament, perhaps. Certainly we'll see each other in the regular season, and then they're going to see themselves to, battling on the same court this afternoon here in Grand Island. So this could be a great series of about three games through the course of the year between Wood River and Kearney Catholic, and we're kind of excited to see it as we are here in Wood River as we begin the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. The starters for the Eagles and the Stars when we come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic, Wood River and Kearney Catholic, playing for the consolation game of the early season tournament here at GICC. Let's give you the starters. We'll begin, first of all, for Wood River. They will be the visiting team, so they'll be in their road purple uniforms with the black numbers, a little bit of white trim on them, pretty sharp-looking uniforms. And for head coach Dave Baum, his starters are going to be his son, Nate, a 6'1 junior, along with James Rojas, 6 foot tall and a senior. Chris Loy, 6 foot tall senior. Matt Renault, he's 6'3 and a senior. And the fourth senior starter is Dan Bossard. He is also 6'1. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 1-1 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, the starters are Tyler Mestel, a 5'11 junior. Zach Jackson, 6'1 and a senior. Brady Holtmeyer is a 5'11 sophomore. John Masker, 6'2 senior. Harrison Pierce, 5'9 and a senior for head coach Scott Carlin. Kearney Catholic got here by defeating Parkview Christian on their home floor on Thursday night before losing to Norfolk Catholic last night. Wood River got here with a win, pretty comfortable win over Centura before they lost to Grand Island Central Catholic last night. So both teams 1-1. One of these two teams is going to be 2-1 and picking up a third-place trophy here in Grand Island Central Catholic. It'll either be the Eagles or the Stars. And we'll take one last break when we come back. The tip between Kearney Catholic and Wood River as we'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Kearney Catholic breaks the huddle first. As we mentioned, they'll be in their home white uniforms. And here come the Eagles. They'll be in their road purple uniforms here in the old gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. And again, it's still a lot of history in this gym. Boy, there's been a lot of great basketball played right here over the years. Masker doing the jumping here for Kearney Catholic, and he's going up against Loy, and the tip is controlled by Kearney Catholic. Harrison Pierce brings in the offensive zone after the Stars do win the tip, and they'll drive right away, getting it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to head to the free throw line as the Stars attack the basket very, very quickly. And that's going to be on Loy. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. And Holtmeyer will go to the line and shoot two. And the first free throw is up and good. So Stars on the board here. Their very first possession of the game. Second free throw on the way from the sophomore Holtmeyer. And that one is a little bit short. And rebounded out of there by the Eagles. Snagging the bound is Dan Bossart. Bossart kicks it up ahead. Quick little jumper in transition. Won't fall. They're still fighting for the rebound. And finally coming out of there with it is going to be Mestel. So Nestel snags the rebound, but Kearney Catholic errant pass. That'll be a turnover. And Wood River brings it in the offensive zone. Nate Baum will give it off on that right side, giving it off for Bossart. Quickly around the perimeter. And with the ball is Rojas. Rojas off of a screen gives it top of the circle for Renault. Gets it inside to Chris Loy. And Loy with the first field goal of the game for either team. And it's a 2-1 Wood River lead. Harrison Pierce in the offensive end. They trap him in the corner. He's able to get it to Jackson. Jackson, top of the circle, kicks left side for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will skip it out to a cutter in Masker. Masker shot no good. Masker gets his own rebound. Masker shot won't fall. And on the ground is Holtmeyer, but Holtmeyer, after he comes up with the ball, is going to turn it over. So John Masker had the opportunity, and then Kearney Catholic will turn the ball over as they couldn't quite get the rebound. We're going to give Holtmeyer a turnover. We better give him a rebound as well. Stars do knock the ball loose, as in the backcourt to pick it up is going to be Baugh, and he'll throw it up ahead here for Renaud. Renaud will give it off on the baseline. They cut through, and Masker tips the pass into the hands of Harrison Pierce. Pierce has the steal. He'll drive. He'll get fouled on the body as he puts up the shot. And so it won't go in, but the foul is going to be on Rojas. That'll be his first, as Kearney Catholic able to run the floor a little bit. And it'll send Harrison Pierce to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Stars haven't scored from the field yet. This is their second trip to the free throw line, and the free throw here is good. So Harrison Pierce ties it at 2, 6:35 to go here in quarter number one. Second free throw for Harrison Pierce is up and good. Stars want to go full court pressure here. They get the ball into Rojas. Rojas is double teamed, but he's able to get the ball over out here for Renaud. Pass is knocked loose, but tracking it down is Baugh, and he'll throw it all the way up ahead to Bossart, who has it in the offensive zone. They break the press, and then there's going to be a foul by Harrison Pierce as they got the ball down low to Chris Loy, and Pierce had to commit the foul. So when you break the press, you got to make him pay for it, and that's exactly what River River's mentality was there. And we'll see if Loy can do that. He'll have two free throws coming up here, but they at least forced Harrison Pierce into the foul. And the first free throw is no good. So Loy now with one more free throw, and this one is off the mark as well. Offensive rebound in underneath, though. Shot won't fall for Bossart. And then the ball is out of bounds, or is they going to call a foul? They are going to call a foul. The ball went out of bounds, but they're going to say it was because of a hold on Nate Baugh. Nope, check that. They gave it to Loy. It's 2-2, not just 2. They were both down there. And so that'll be a foul on the rebound. So three fouls have been whistled against Wood River, one against Kearney Catholic here in the first minute 45 of the ball game. 3-2 Stars. And they bring in the offensive zone. Harrison Pierce will kick the ball out for Jackson. Jackson in the lane for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, about a 10-foot jumper, won't fall. And the rebound ripped out of there by Nate Baugh. So Baugh pulls down the rebound after the miss. And he still has to dribble. Baugh gets it in the corner. Three-pointer over there. It is off the mark for Wood River. Long rebound, though, picked up there by Rojas. Rojas kicks it out. Three-pointer good for Nate Baugh. And that'll be a 5-3 lead here for Wood River. Harrison Pierce being trapped in the corner as he gets it in the offensive zone, gives it to Holtmeyer. They work it around. Now Jackson has it. Jackson off of the screen has his pass tipped. It's going into the backcourt. Wood River is able to force the turnover against Kearney Catholic. So Stars turn it over, and here come the Eagles on the run. Rojas has it top of the circle. Everybody's back, so they miss the fast break opportunity. And they get it off on the right side here for Tanner Gideon, who checked in during the free throws a little bit ago. Gideon will help work it around. They get it out here for Baugh. Baugh, bounce pass. Mestel trying to make the steal. Couldn't get there in time, so Renaud has it. And he'll penetrate and then kick it back out. They reset the offense. Rojas will get it back around here for Bossart. Bossart now left side for Gideon. Gideon throws it in the corner. That's Rojas. Rojas, nice ball fake just inside the three-point arc. His jumper, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Into the hands there of Gideon. And Gideon will get the ball off for Baugh, and we've got a moving screen going to be called on Wood River here. And the foul is going to be on Wood River. So the foul on Gideon. So Tanner Gideon commits the foul, his first foul. And that's now four fouls against Wood River in the first 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Checking in for Kearney Catholic, Bryce James. James gives it to Nathan Williams, who also checked in. Over to Masker. Back to James on the left side. Jackson bounces it out for James. James is going to drive the baseline. Stops, pivots, kicks it out. Jackson, he's open for three, and it's in. Rattled that one home by Zach Jackson. Nice in-out game there for Kearney Catholic. And they take the lead back at 6-5. Wood River breaks the press, leaning in with the shot is going to be Tanner Gideon, and Gideon will score. They were able to just stay ahead of that Kearney Catholic trap, and they take the lead right back. Masker on that left wing, works it around to Jackson, gives it to James. James has it now on the right side. James gives it in the corner for Nathan Williams, and Williams has it tied up. Good hands there by Dan Bosshart to force the Kearney Catholic turnover. Yeah, the possession arrow is pointing to Wood River. PA guy just had it the other way around. We'll move the possession arrow now, and Kearney Catholic will get the next possession. Ball inbounded here to James Rojas. Rojas is picked up by James, but Rojas is able to get it out to the hot hand of Tanner Gideon. Top of the circle here for Baugh, and we've got 3 second violation against Wood River. I didn't even see who that was down low. Probably wouldn't throw him under the bus by announcing who committed the turnover anyway. Nathan Howe checks in the game here for Kearney Catholic. So Masker and Jackson, the only starters out there right now. Masker's driving on that left side, a little floater, no good. Rebound goes off the hands of Wood River, I believe. And so it will be Kearney Catholic ball. Jackson's going to trigger the inbounds play. And Wood River trying to match up here man-to-man. Jackson tosses it in. Backdoor cut for Nathan Howe, and Howe will lay it up and in. Off that screen, Howe was able to catch it and release it pretty much all in one fell swoop. Nice pass up ahead here by Rojas, getting the ball in the hands of Damian Martinez, who checked in. And then Martinez had the ball knocked away by James, but out of bounds. Stars will bring 3 starters back, Pierce, Mestel, and Holtmeyer. Stars lead at 8-7. And the Eagles will inbound it. Tanner Gideon to trigger in the inbounds in the corner of the baseline for Wood River. And he'll throw it near midcourt into the hands of Baugh. Baugh gives it to Rojas. Rojas gives it right side here for Tanner Gideon. Gideon, bounce pass, top of the circle. Baugh thought about the 3, but he'll kick it down low. Now kicked it back out. The 3-pointer for Rojas is no good. And we've got a foul on Kearney Catholic, on Wood River, rather, fighting for the rebound. So Tanner Gideon is called for the foul here. That's going to be his second. And he'll come out of the game. Matt Renault going to check in for him. So Gideon, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 fouls. Harrison Pierce in the offensive end. Facing no pressure until he gets there, and he's picked up by Baugh. And now James directing traffic. Uses up his dribble, gives it to Harrison Pierce. Over to Mestel. Mestel will toe a 3, in and out, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Wood River. Snagging the rebound here is going to be Bosshart. So Stars couldn't stroke in the 3, and now Nathan Williams trying to steal that inbound, the entry pass. Couldn't quite came up with it. He grabbed it, but it went off of his shoe tops. And so it will remain Wood River ball. They'll inbound on their own baseline. And they've nothing happening. Not a lot of motion there on the inbounds play, so they'll just throw it near midcourt, get the ball back out to Damian Martinez. I check that to Tanner Gideon. And they'll bounce pass it down low for Renault. Renault takes it off glass. It's good, and there's a whistle and a foul. So Renault with a strong little move there, hit on the elbow. And Wood River takes the lead at 9-8. And the foul is going to be on Holtmeyer. And the free throw by Renault is up and good as well. Kearney Catholic throws it up court, way up, and James tried to save it. And I think he was able to do it. Yeah, he was able to throw it off of the shoulder of Dan Bosshart. And that's great hustle by James on an errant pass. And so on the baseline, Harrison Pierce is going to inbound it. And a backdoor cut for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to be fouled on the way of the basket. And I believe that the foul is going to be called on number 10 here, Damian Martinez. And it will be on Martinez. So 2 free throws coming up here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer 1 out of 2 from the free throw line so far. And the free throw here is good. So he makes the first one. Makes it now 10-9. Wood River still with the lead with 2:09 to go. I don't think either team has had a lead of more than 2 points in the game. Free throw looks short and is short. And rebounded by Bosshart. So Bossart with the rebound. Long pass up ahead, and we got a whistle on the pass. And the foul is going to be on Harrison Pierce. A lot of energy. I mean, these guys are really laying it out there, diving for balls, in-your-face defense on both ends. Been a fun early season basketball game between Wood River and Kearney Catholic. Long inbounds pass, but Boss throws it through the lane. It's going to be intercepted here by Kearney Catholic. So nice job there by James to make the steal. He'll give it to Jackson. Jackson's going to drive, going to float. It rolls around. Jackson fighting for the rebound. It's tipped out, and it's going to be picked up by nothing but Purple. Coming up with the long rebound is James Rojas, and Rojas is going to lay it up and in. Stars went for the rebound, couldn't quite come up with it. And then Rojas was able to lay it up and in on the other end. So off of the miss, Kearney Catholic gives up the easy bucket, and this is the largest lead of the game for Wood River at 12-9. With it is Jackson. Jackson facing a little 1-3-1 zone here. Gives it to Mestel. Mestel's bounce pass in for Harrison Pierce. Pierce takes it off glass, shot no good. And Wood River is able to get the rebound. Nice job there fighting for that rebound in underneath by Renault. Off of the miss by Kearney Catholic. And we've got a timeout for Wood River. They had the ball trapped in the corner. And Damian Martinez looking for somebody. And Dave Boss says, you know what? Let me save you a little bit. They call the timeout. So it's 12-9, Wood River with the lead. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. It's 12-9, Wood River. We're back after this. And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Grand Island Central Catholic. 12-9, Wood River with the lead and the basketball. James Rojas gets it inbounded near midcourt, and he'll give it to Damian Martinez. Stars going man-to-man right now. Martinez gives it off on the left wing here for Dan Bossart. 12-9, final minute of the first quarter. A little penetration to the free throw line. Floater by Damian Martinez, no good. Rebound saved out. Three-pointer for Wood River. That one won't fall. Saved by Baugh. So Baugh is able to get the rebound. And then a little turnover there in traffic. Getting the loose ball was Damian Martinez. He tried to step away from the pressure by Mestel. And that'll be a Wood River turnover. So Stars defense holds. And, again, this is the largest lead for either team, 3 points. It's been a tight first quarter. James in the offensive zone gives it to Holtmeyer. Still a 1-3-1 here for Wood River. No, it's more of a matchup zone. And the pass is going to be tipped, and we're going to have a push that will be whistled on James. Ball was originally deflected and trying to volleyball it and get it in the backcourt for an easy layup is James Rojas, and Rojas now appears to be a little hurt. It's not his ankle. I think he might have got hit in the kidney area there. I think he's going to be okay. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting it back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. He's well enough to stay in there and get the inbound. So Rojas brings in the offensive zone. 6 seconds left. Pass down low. A good pass, but it goes off the hands of the intended receiver down low, Dan Bossart, and that'll be a Wood River turnover. Stars have 3.8 seconds to do something with it. They get it to Mestel. Mestel throws it up ahead to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, a long three-pointer that is off the mark. Not a bad look there for Kearney Catholic, but not really a lot of time for Holtmeyer to really square himself up. The miracle three does not go in. So it is 12-9, Wood River with the lead at the end of one quarter of play. And we'll be back with the second quarter here in Grand Island right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Welcome to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We're starting the second quarter. Kearney Catholic trailing Wood River 12-9, but the Stars will have possession of the basketball to start the quarter. John Bach checks in the ball game. Will inbound it to Jackson. Howe's out there, Holtmeyer, and Williams. That's the five for Kearney Catholic. And we'll get Wood River for you here in a little bit. Backdoor cut here for Williams, who drives the baseline, tries to get it inside for Bach. Bach wasn't ready for it, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Nice pass by Williams, but it caught John Bach by surprise. I mean, that's how nice that pass was. Inbounded for Renault, who will get the ball back here for Rojas. And Rojas throws it in the corner. Howe will put a little pressure on as they work it around very quickly. Renault just had his hands on the ball for just a second before getting it to Damian Martinez. Martinez pass down low is going to be intercepted here by Holtmeyer. So that'll be another Wood River turnover. Jackson pass up ahead to Bach. Bach's going to take it off glass. No good. Nathan Williams rebound. Nathan Williams puts up the shot. It won't fall, and it's rebounded by Bossart. So Kearney Catholic couldn't get a couple of nice opportunities to fall there, and the pass down low is going to be intercepted here by Howe. So Howie forces the turnover, and John Bach brings in the offensive zone. Energetic first minute of the second quarter, but no points, and Kearney Catholic makes an errant pass and a turnover. That's just kind of an unforced error, and now in the offensive zone is going to be Damian Martinez. Martinez will give it off for Rojas. Rojas hands back to Martinez in that corner. Martinez with that dribble skips it to the other side. Stars going man-to-man right now. They get it to Bossart. Bossart on the baseline, just cutting through there, but nowhere to go with it is Martinez. So he'll kick the ball right back out. Gives it for Nate Baugh. I think just about every Eagle has touched the ball so far in this quarter, and they get it out here for Martinez. Martinez, pressured by Baugh, drug his foot. Yeah, he was trying to step in there and make a pass, and it got shut off. So instead of throwing a ball that's intercepted, it's going to end up being a walk on Damian Martinez. That's forced by some pretty good defense, though. Masker checks back into the game, and so does James for Kearney Catholic. Howe and Bach come out. James will get a little screen from Masker, top of the key, gives it back out to Masker, over for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is open for three. It's short, and the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Wood River. Snagging the bound is Renault after the missed three. Pass right wing. Over for Rojas. Rojas being double-teamed there. Skips it across. Gives it to Martinez. Martinez is going to try a long three. It's no good. Rebound inside. Pass, but an extra step. Wood River turns it over. Oh, a missed opportunity there for Wood River. A great rebound and pass by Bossart as he snagged the rebound and then made the long pass. And that, again, I think that might have surprised his teammate who ends up turning it over. So James will bring in the offensive zone. Still no points by either team here in the second quarter. We're still at 12-9, Wood River with the lead. Masker has it. Bossart puts a little pressure on as they go man-to-man, and they're going to call a blocking here on Matt Renault. So that'll be his first foul. And that's now seven fouls against Wood River. So Holtmeyer will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. His free throw is up and good. First points of the second half, of the second quarter, rather, coming from the free throw line from Holtmeyer. Same thing happened in the first quarter. Second free throw is up and no good. Long rebound in the corner. And great hustle there by Matt Renault to not necessarily rebound it, but throw it off one of the Stars in that corner. So Renault gets the ball back here for Wood River. Now he has it in his hands as they face a little pressure. Rojas throws it up ahead to Martinez. They break the press, kick into the corner. Three-pointer no good here for Wood River, and it just goes out of bounds. They will not pressure at all, will Wood River, so Kearney Catholic will slowly work the ball in the offensive end. James discussing things, and they're going to carry it. There was a little miscommunication there between Zach Jackson and Bryce James, and James end up passing and then catching his own pass and walking with the ball. That's just an unforced error on Kearney Catholic as Jackson was starting to go away from James just as James was trying to pass it. So whatever they communicated a little bit late. So Wood River has it. Damian Martinez facing some pressure, and it's stolen away by Mestel. Mestel with the steal. Mestel with the drive. Mestel has it stripped away. Great defensive play there by Damian Martinez, and then the long pass knocked down by Mestel into the hands of Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer falling down, and he is fouled. Damian Martinez going to be called for the foul here. Great hustle on both ends. A nice save and steal by Mestel. And then the great play in underneath by Martinez to make sure that they did not get the easy bucket as he basically comes up with the block. But the loose ball ends up in the hands, and now Brady Holtmeyer is going to shoot a free throw, and the front end is no good of the 1-1. And rebound is taken out of there by Wood River. Backdoor cut, pass knocked down. James has it. James will lead a 2-on-2 break, and the pass deflected. Nope. James was trying to sell it anyway, and that's going to be a Kearney Catholic turnover. So Stars forced the turnover, but they can't capitalize on the other end as they are errant on the pass. And again, Wood River keeping that pressure on. Kearney Catholic keeping that pressure on. Nothing has been real easy for either one of these two teams because the defense has been pretty good. And the Stars going full court pressure here. Rojas with the pass up ahead to Chris Loy. He has it across the timeline, gives it now to Baugh, who gives it over to Rojas. Rojas facing man-to-man over there by Masker. Dribbles now to the top of the key, kicks it left side. Open momentarily there was Bosshart. He'll drive and dish, and it's going to go off the fingertips of Rojas, and that'll be a Wood River turnover. Only 2 points have been scored so far here in the second quarter. Both of those... I checked that only 1 point in the second quarter, and that was a front end of a 1-1 for Kearney Catholic. And now the Stars turn the ball over. And Wood River brings in the offensive zone. They're going to slow things down just a little bit as Ball will kick it off here on the left side. The three-pointer by Rojas up and good. James Rojas drains the three-pointer, and it's a 5-point Wood River lead, their largest of the game. Jackson's going to drive, and there's going to be a charge in underneath, camped out there. And a nice defensive play by Chris Loy. So Loy collects the charge there. So Jackson called for the offensive foul. That was just solid defense. Right now in Central Catholic, right now leading Norfolk Catholic 14-12. They've got 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. That is the boys' championship game, the Kearney Catholic girls' won comfortably today against Centura in the girls' championship. Renault in the offensive zone, breaks the press, slips through the defense, misses the layup, though, and the rebound is taken out by Howe. So Howe snags the bound here for Kearney Catholic, and now Jackson in the offensive end. Gives it to Holtmeyer in the corner. Holtmeyer to Jackson, who hands it off and then sets a screen to James, and down over to Holtmeyer, top of the key, three, and Holtmeyer drains the three. Three-pointer up and good for Brady Holtmeyer. And that's the first field goal of the second quarter here for Kearney Catholic. Rojas, the offense is now kind of finding a little bit of a rhythm. Top of the circle with it is Tanner Gideon. Gideon gives it off on the right side for Rojas. Rojas watches everybody cycle through. It's still dribbled, now does. Lobs it in underneath, and it's going to be intercepted by Holtmeyer. So another Wood River turnover. Holtmeyer lets traffic clear. He'll bring it across the timeline himself. Throws it up ahead here. And the shot, no good for Jackson. Jackson gets his own rebound, lays it off the glass and in. So Jackson missed the two, but then gets the putback. And we are tied at 15, 2.5 to go. Stars trap in the corner, but they're able to skip it out for Rojas. Rojas is going to drive in traffic, runs into Mestel. Mestel is going to be called for the foul. And again, both teams just really like to attack the other. They find a little seam. They're going to go right at whatever they perceive to be a weakness. Here at halftime, we'll talk with Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, after the Stars had a fairly comfortable win against their Luplat Conference rivals from Centura. The free throw here by Rojas is no good. He was fouled in the act of shooting, so we'll have one more free throw coming up. Wood River now 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic 5 of 9. Not been a ton of fouls called in this game, but they've all, not all, but most of them have been when somebody's driving toward the basket. And the free throw was up and good. And Rojas will come out of the ball game. Checking in for him is going to be Dan Bosshart. So Wood River takes the lead back, 16-15, 2:25 to go before halftime. Nathan Williams checked in. Now he's got the basketball. Will drive the lane. Floater. Back of the iron. No good. And rebound taken out of there by Wood River. Long pass up ahead to Tanner Gideon. Gideon will get the ball back out for Baugh. Baugh gives it on the right side for Renault. Renault gets it down low. A little power step there by Dan Bosshart. And Bosshart will hit the bucket. 18-15. Three straight points here for Wood River after Kearney Catholic was able to tie things up. Pass in for Nathan Williams. Williams in the lane. Now he's just outside of it. Puts the ball down. It's loose, and they're going to call a foul here, a reach on Wood River, and I'm sure that's going to go on Matt Renault. Yep, it's going to be on Renault. So that's the second one on Renault. Ninth team foul on Wood River, and to the free throw line is going to be Williams, and they want to make a substitution here. And Nate Williams will have the front end of a 1-1 coming up. Masker checks back into the game, so does Mestel. So it's Mestel, Masker, Holtmeyer, Williams at the free throw line. And also into the game for Kearney Catholic is Matt Masker. Free throw is no good. And another rebound here for Dan Bosshart. And Williams trying to make the steal, but I think he committed the foul instead. So that'll be his first personal foul. That's going to be now 7 on Kearney Catholic. So to the free throw line for the front end of 1-1 is Nate Baugh. And how much time do you think he spent in a gym over the course of his lifetime with his dad being the head coach? The answer is quite a bit. He's a pretty good free throw shooter. Wood River leading it 18-15 with a minute 39 to go. And the free throw is up and good for Baugh. And talking with Dave before the game, he said, you know, his juniors and seniors are a bunch of gym rats. Well, certainly his son would be in that classification. Second free throw up and good. So, again, that five-point lead for Wood River, a quick 5-0 run here after the Stars, down by 5 early, were able to tie it at 15. Pass to Williams. Williams well covered there by Rojas, and he'll get it off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer penetrates, falling down, is able to tip it out to Masker. And Masker, before he can put up a shot, is going to be fouled on a reach. And so Masker will go to the free throw line. Bosshart called for the foul. And Matt Masker will have the front end of a 1-1 coming up here. No, it should be 2 because that's now 10 fouls. It is 2 free throws, and the first one's up and good. Makes it a moot point. 20-16, minute 24 to go before halftime. Masker bends the knees, fires the free throw, looks short, rolls around, is no good. And again, a nice little rebound there by Wood River. They run as they get it up ahead here to Bosshart. Bosshart misses the layup attempt. It's pulled down by Masker. Pass into the corner for the older brother, Masker. He's going to fire the baseline jumper. That one is no good. Long rebound thrown up ahead here for Rojas. Rojas is going to lay it up and in. James Rojas gets the bucket as they score in transition. As another rebound there for Dan Bosshart, and then the long outlet pass. So John Masker brings in the offensive zone, gives it to Holtmeyer. 6-point deficit here for Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer in trouble. Is able to kick the ball back out here for Masker. Little ball fake here for Matt. Matt's going to give it off for Mestel. Back off the screen. They get it to the older brother, John Masker. John will give it off for Williams. Williams steps through, jump stop, and there's a lot of contact, and they're going to say it's an extra step there. There'll be a turnover on Kearney Catholic. And Nathan Williams just did not have as much room to negotiate in there as he thought and ends up taking a little extra step with it. Close to an offensive foul as well. So Wood River now leads it 22-16 with 30 seconds to go. Stars going full court pressure. Ball's on the ground. Bosshart's able to pick it up, is able to throw it up ahead here to Loy, and Loy will get it to Baugh. Pass from right off the face of Bosshart back to Baugh, and they'll reset the offense. 15 seconds here, driving, and we're going to have a body foul on Nathan Williams. If Williams doesn't commit that foul, though, Chris Loy's got a layup. Instead, Loy's going to have to go to the free throw line and shoot a one-and-one. That's the good news. Bad news is Nathan Williams just picked up his second foul. Bryce James in for the Stars as Chris Loy will go to the free throw line for the front end of a one-and-one. And hits back the iron and then goes straight up in the air and back through the cylinder. 7-point lead now for Wood River. 23-16 with 13 seconds to go before halftime. And in the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we'll talk with Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic head coach. Second free throw is up and good for Loy. And checking in for Wood River is going to be Andrew Denman. The 6'2 Denman checks in with 13 seconds to go. Zach Jackson gets the ball across the timeline. Looking for Williams. Gives it to Bryce James instead. 4 seconds left. Gives it to Masker. Masker over for Jackson. Jackson jumper from near the top of the key. A long two is no good. And that'll do it for the first half as Wood River builds a nice lead in the first two quarters of action. The Eagles lead it 24-16 over Kearney Catholic. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this. 24-16, Wood River with the lead.
My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. 24-16 here at halftime as Wood River has the lead over Kearney Catholic in the consolation game of the Grand Island Central Catholic Hall early season tournament. The Kearney Catholic girls won fairly easily today over Centura, 46-23. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Rick Petrie, head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. And coach, I have to say, I was very impressed with the number of, not just turnovers you forced, but actually just plain flat out steals, intercepted passes, and they turned into some fairly easy buckets on the other end.
Yeah, we did a great job in our defense, both half court and full court. I thought that, you know, the girls anticipated where Centura was trying to pass the ball, and we did. We did a pretty good job of stepping into passing lanes.
I had 28 turnovers overall for Centura, and I think 14 of those were those interceptions, and that leads into some pretty good shooting percentages for you guys.
Well, hopefully. You know, it depends on the shots we take. We didn't shoot it that great from the outside, but, you know, overall, it does. You know, you get a couple layups off those steals, and take advantage of those things, and, you know, it just helps.
And it really kept Centura from getting any kind of offensive rhythm. I mean, they were in single digits for the longest time in that first half, and that just kind of, especially early on, you haven't been through all those battles yet, and that really can kind of frustrate a team like Centura.
Yeah, you know, they'll be a different team by the end of the year. There's no question. You know, they have some nice athletes, and they'll continue to get better, and, you know, hopefully we'll do the same.
Yeah, well, Kathy never has the same team at the end of the season as she has at the beginning of it. So another thing that kind of struck me that I thought was rather impressive was just, again, this has been a hallmark really over the last few years, but just the overall scoring balance that you guys had. I mean, nobody in double digits, but you've got about 8 girls who get on the scoreboard anywhere from about 4 to 9 points.
And that's the nice thing about this team is I really don't think that teams can concentrate on one person. You know, we're beginning to get the ball inside a little bit, not quite as much as I think we might be able to by the end of the year. But it's nice to have those kids that can get 6-8 points, or maybe somebody goes off. You know, Kylie had 16 last night, and, you know, I know that Allie and Whitney and Anna and Maddie everybody's capable of doing that one night, and it really doesn't matter, you know, to the team who does it.
Well, and again, I did notice that a couple of times, I think Kylie hit a couple of outside jumpers in two or three trips down the court. She got the ball another time, you know, missed it. So, but they were looking to get it to that hot hand, which goes right into exactly what you're saying. I mean, whatever the hot hand is, they're looking to find that person.
Absolutely. You know, and we are pretty balanced as far as just the overall mix of kids that we have. And Whitney had a couple nice drives to the basket, and you know, we just do a lot of things pretty well right now.
Yeah, right now you're looking pretty good, being 2-0. I keep forgetting you didn't play Thursday night. 2-0, 24-16. The Kearney Catholic boys trail Wood River. Wood River with an 8-point lead here at halftime of the boys' game. The Kearney Catholic girls won earlier today over Centura, 46-23. And let's talk about that number 23. The holding Wood River Centura to 23 points really kind of shows the strength of your team. Would you agree that the strength of your team is probably how you guys play defense?
It is right now. I think that we've done a great job both last night and tonight. We played a little bit more man last night, although we did switch to our zone in the fourth quarter. And I just felt like going into this game that the zone would be a better matchup for Centura, and the kids really responded well.
There's always something to work on. You're 3-0, look pretty good doing it. What are some of those things that you kind of feel that you still want to work on in the early stages of the season?
Well, right now I don't think we're very good offensively, and we're not finishing shots. We're not moving the ball quite like I'd like to see us. Our cuts aren't real good right now, and those are things that you can work on in practice. Obviously, I expect our shooting to get better as we go down through the year, and you know, those are the little things that hopefully, you know, some time to practice will, especially after you've played a couple games. Now you know, okay, here's the game speed. Here's what you need to do when you get out to the practice floor. I mean, you can't just walk through stuff, do it that way, and then get out in a game, and the pace is totally different.
Well, there is some potential. You talk about maybe not getting the motion that you want in your offense, but, you know, from time to time, we saw some really nice passing, so there's obviously something to work on there.
We did, and you know, we had a couple nice baskets at the end of the second quarter. I thought Caitlin Long went from block to block kind of in an arc, and we hit her on a really nice cut, and she finished, and, you know, we've had some other things like that, and I think that, you know, once kids get a little bit more comfortable, they'll begin to take advantage of the things that they do well.
Well, so far 2-0, that's a pretty good start to the season, Rick. Appreciate
Absolutely.
The time.
Thank you, Randy.
46-23, the win today over Centura, and Kearney Catholic trailing Wood River here at halftime of the boys' game. The Eagles lead it 24-16. We'll take a look at the numbers as we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic, the early season basketball tournament consolation game. Wood River right now 24, Kearney Catholic 16. here at intermission. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. First of all, let's do some team numbers here. Wood River right now is pretty much owning the glass against Kearney Catholic. Unofficially, I have Wood River winning that battle 19-7 here at intermission. Kearney Catholic shooting from the field 4 of 20. Wood River 8 of 22. Kearney Catholic does have a bit of an edge in terms of attempts at the free throw line. They're 6 of 12 from the free throw line, but Wood River 6 of 9 shooting from the line. Three-point shooting, Wood River is 2 of 8. Kearney Catholic is 2 of 7, and both teams have turned the ball over 14 times here in the first half unofficially. For Wood River, who, by the way, as we mentioned, is leading this one by a score of 24-16. Leading the way is James Rojas with 8 points. Nate Baugh has 5. Chris Loy with 4. Matt Renault with 3. Tanner Gideon with 2. And Dan Bossart also with 2 points here in the ball game. And Bossart, I have him for 10 rebounds already here in the game. He's been a one-man wrecking crew on the glass for Wood River in the first half. For Kearney Catholic, leading scorer is Brady Holtmeyer. He's got 6 points at intermission. Zach Jackson with 5. Nathan Howe, 2. Harrison Pierce, 2. And Matt Masker hit a free throw for 1 point in the ball game. And Kearney Catholic has a slew of guys with 1 rebound apiece. They haven't had that rebounding force like Dan Bossart, who, again, unofficially, I have him with 10 rebounds here in the ball game. And that virtually is out-rebounding Kearney Catholic as a whole. So for Kearney Catholic, what they need to do here in the second half is find some way to keep Bossart off the glass. That would be a very important key to success for them. And our seed to success brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. That'll wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report as well. Wood River does have possession of the ball to start the second half. They work the ball very quickly inside. Matt Renault will bank it off glass. And Wood River has now pushed the lead out to double digits. It's 26-16. And a little runner in the lane. They kick it back out through the lane. And a one-handed jumper there by John Masker, as Masker is able to answer right back here for Kearney Catholic. A little penetration by Harrison Pierce. Then they kicked it back out for Masker. Top of the circle with the ball is James Rojas. Rojas finds a cutter, driving in, taking it off the glass. But a foul is going to be called on Bossart as Tyler Mestel stepped in front of him and collected the charge. Nice play there by Mestel. So Bossart collects the foul. That'll be the first team foul against Wood River here in the second half, and just the second personal foul on Bossart, according to my records. Harrison Pierce has the top of the key, throws it down low for Jackson. Jackson posting up. He'll kick it out for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's open for about a 12-foot jumper. Can't get the shot to fall. Fighting for the rebound is Mestel, but pulling it down is going to be Renault, as Renault pulls down that rebound after the miss. But then they turn it over. They kick it out for Harrison Pierce, and Pierce will fire the three, and it will go out of bounds. It goes off the top of the rim over the glass and hits all the standards up there, and so it will be Wood River ball. So Stars forced the turnover, had a good look at a three, and now Wood River breaks the press. They get it to Bossart, and Bossart's going to lay it up and in. Break the press, make him pay. And that's exactly what they did. They had a nice pass up ahead to Loy, and Loy then on the defensive end knocks the ball loose. Kearney Catholic turns it over, and Wood River trying to add to their lead. And that ball is it a walk or a held ball? It's going to say off of Wood River. The pass was knocked down by Harrison Pierce, and basically it was tied up between Nate Baugh and Pierce, and they're going to say it was off of Baugh and out of bounds. And it was right in front of Dave Baugh, and he didn't agree with the call by the officials, but it will be a Wood River turnover here. Holtmeyer backing in the lane, took an extra step. Yeah, that's good defense. He was working in against Bossart there, and then he got a little extra help from Chris Loy, and they forced the turnover. 28-18, 10-point lead here for Wood River. Bounce pass to James Rojas, who just sprints into the offensive end, kicks it in the corner, three-pointer here for Baugh. His shot won't fall, and the rebound is going to be pulled out of there by Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives it to Mestel. Mestel, a little seam, drives, takes it off glass. It's off the rim, and coming out with the rebound is going to be Rojas. Rojas comes up with it. Kicks it in the corner, back out, transition three here. A little bit short for Renault. Renault can't come up with it. They're still fighting for the rebound, and it's going to be a hell ball. Renault tied the ball up with Zach Jackson. The possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. So with 5:50 to go here, third quarter, 28-18, Wood River with the lead over Kearney Catholic. And neither team's shooting is going to be, their statistics aren't going to be stellar. Bad pass, Kearney Catholic turns it over. Messel did his best to save it, but a bad pass by Harrison Pearson hits a turnover. Baum takes it on the left side, finds a backdoor cutter. It's going to be blocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer. And it's going to be a foul on Holtmeyer. The drive on that baseline by Bossart, and Bossart's going to go line and will have two free throws. Holtmeyer called for his second personal foul. And Bossart, I think, grabbed his jersey a little bit, sending an indication I could use a breather here, but first he's got to shoot a couple of free throws. And there are a couple of subs set to check in. Bossart's free throw, up and good. He now has 5 points. And I have him for 11 rebounds. Williams and Matt Masker checking in here for Kearney Catholic. So did James and John Hoosman and Brock Kowalski. So 5 new players for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is up and good here for Bossart. So he makes both free throws, and he'll come out of the ballgame. Damian Martinez and Tanner Gideon checked in a little bit ago for Wood River as well. So James facing a little pressure here by Gideon, brings in the offensive end, kicks on that left side for Masker. Matt stops at the free throw line, finds a cutter in Hoosman. Hoosman tries to lay it up. It's going to be deflected, and Nate Baugh comes up with it. I think he had the block as well as the rebound. And we're going to have a whistle, as we're going to have a foul on Kearney Catholic. The block is going to go against Nathan Williams. That's going to be his third, so he's in a little foul trouble here with 5 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. 30-18, Wood River with a 12-point lead. On the bounce on that left side is Tanner Gideon. Gideon's going to kick it out for Rojas. Rojas gets his own rebound with some great hustle, and he tries to bank it in and does. It rolls around for a while, but Rojas, after he missed the bucket, then is able to make a putback. And it's now 32-18. Hoosman's going to drive, kick for James. James, a three in that right-hand corner. It's no good. And rebound ripped out of there by Wood River. Snagging it is Damian Martinez, and they'll throw it down low, and we're going to have a block called on Kearney Catholic and a great lean-in there by James Rojas. Rojas' shot won't fall, but, boy, it hung on the rim for a long time. And, again, running the floor is Wood River. And it's going to turn into an opportunity for a couple of points here for James Rojas. The foul was on James. And Rojas' free throw is up and good. So Kearney Catholic's going to have to find some way to answer back here, because Rojas and the rest of the Eagles are looking pretty darn good. They've got a 15-point lead, 33-18, 4:26 to go here in the third quarter. And both free throws up and good for James Rojas. And Rojas now has 12 points in the game. So 34-18. Williams has it in the offensive zone. Dangerous pass inside, and it's going to be tied up. Matt Renault is able to tie up things with Hoosman, and Wood River has the possession. Pass up ahead by Bossart. Bossart finds a backdoor cutter, and it's going to be laid up and in. Running the floor is Nicholas DeVore, who came in during that stoppage, and DeVore right where you want him to be. Again, they break the press, does Wood River. And now the kick out here for Matt Masker. Masker tries the three. It's no good, and we've got a whistle on the rebound, and that will be a foul. That'll be on Kearney Catholic, and we'll have an entire line change here for the Stars as the starters are back into the game. And I'm not sure who they gave that foul to. Ball is inbounded here for Matt Renault. Throws it way up ahead here for Nate Baugh. Baugh's going to let everybody get into the zone, and his pass is tipped by Harrison Pierce. That'll be a Wood River turnover. Stars on the run. Shot off glass, bucket, and foul. It's up and good for John Masker. So Masker is able to come up with essentially what amounts to be a steal here and able to drive in. And Bossart called for the foul. So I have that being three fouls on Bossart. And the free throw is no good. Bossart pulled down the rebound, of course, and gives it out for Damian Martinez. Martinez on the baseline, kicks it out. Here's an open three for Bob. That one will not fall, and the rebound still being fought for. Holtmeyer comes up with it and then is going to be tied up. But they reached in on him, so that's going to be a foul here on Wood River. And the foul will be on Martinez. So Damian Martinez now has picked up his third foul. And that's now three fouls as a team here in the second half against Wood River. So Harrison Pierce will get it to the elbow for Mestel. Mestel from the free throw line tries to step through, and he's hit on the arm as he puts up the shot. That was a tough shot that Mestel tried there, but at least he got the body contact, and as a result, we'll go to the line and shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Nicholas DeVore. And the free throw is up and good for Mestel. Mestel has one more coming up here after the make. That makes it now 36-21, and the second free throw is also good for Mestel. So 14-point lead here for Wood River. Kearney Catholic going to pressure the ball. The Eagles get the ball to James Rojas. Rojas throws it up ahead of Damian Martinez. Martinez stops at the free throw line, and his pass is deflected. Wood River turns it over into the hands of Holtmeyer. Mestel gets it up ahead for Masker. Masker, long two, up and good. Just inside the three-point arc for John Masker, who shot it in rhythm. And that allows Kearney Catholic to put that press back on. Dribbling here is Renault. Renault gets it up ahead. Nice pass. Bounce off by Loy. Loy's rebound after his miss, and he makes it. So Loy missed it and then got the putback. And Kearney Catholic's lead, their deficit rather, is back out to 14. Wood River has really kind of controlled things since about midway through the second quarter. Pass out for Masker. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And another rebound in underneath for Wood River. The Eagles on the run. They get it up ahead, and there's going to be no shot here as there's a pass, a foul on the pass. Howe's going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. And in for Wood River is going to be Nate Baugh and Tanner Gideon checking back in. The foul was on the floor. So Wood River is going to inbound it underneath their own basket. Tanner Gideon going to inbound it. Stars going man-to-man, and Wood River just has to throw it into Rojas behind the three-point arc. Jackson will try to push him into the corner over there. They'll kick it into the corner with Renault. Now back out for Nate Baugh. Baugh on the right side, kicks it off to the left, back and in, spinning shot here by Renault, and Renault hits a tough shot. Wow, what a nice play there by Matt Renault, who now has seven in the game. Harrison Pierce, a little spin, kick out. Masker, open for three, and the lefty drains the three. A nice little trail three there for John Masker. It's 40-27. Wood River still in control here, up by 13. Rojas, long bounce pass, and a backdoor cut. Baugh's going to lay it up and in. They broke the press. Long bounce pass, and Nate Baugh caught it and laid it off the glass. Jump stop here for Harrison Pierce, and they're going to say he took an extra step. Covered a lot of ground with those steps, so I think the officials got that one right. As Kearney Catholic turns it over again. And Wood River playing at a speed in which they're probably a little bit more comfortable than what Kearney Catholic is right now. Minute 20 to go here, second quarter. 15-point Wood River lead. Nate Baugh will get the ball back out for Bossart. Bossart dribbles it up ahead. And we've got a whistle, a timeout being called here by Wood River. Dave Baugh wasn't sure whether or not that press was going to, whether or not Wood River was going to get it across the timeline in time, so he calls a quick timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. 42-27. Wood River in control here in the third quarter against Kearney Catholic. Timeout Eagles. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. Welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth here in Grand Island Central Catholic. The inbounds play was set up to get a quick bucket as they inbound it from near midcourt, and it almost worked, except Kearney Catholic knocked it out of bounds. So on the baseline, inbounding the ball again here is going to be Wood River, and they just have to throw it near midcourt into the hands of Baugh. And Baugh's picked up there by Jackson. Kearney Catholic going man-to-man here. Final minute of the third quarter. 42-27, Wood River with the lead and the ball. Off his leg, James Rojas picks it up, kicks it off on the left side. They set a screen over there for Baugh. Baugh doesn't want to fire the three, though. He'll kick it around the perimeter. Tanner Gideon's going to drive, and Gideon runs into Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer's going to collect the charge. Tanner Gideon with the player control foul. That was nice defense. And again, a nice aggressive mindset there for Tanner Gideon. Yeah, you got called for the charge there, but be aggressive. That's just kind of where Wood River's bread is buttered. They attack, and they also hit the three. Masker has it top of the circle, gives it off for Jackson. Jackson dribbles to the free throw line, going to kick it back out for Masker, who's going to fire a three. That one's no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go on Kearney Catholic. And Wood River will inbound it for the last time after a foul. I think they're going to call that one on Howe. Yeah, that's Nathan Howe's first foul. Six in the half here on Kearney Catholic. Bounce pass is a little bit errant. It's on the ground. James has it, and James will get it out to Jackson. Jackson stops from the free throw line, kicks it out for Masker. Wood River on the turnover here, kicks it out for Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is going to drain a three. So Brady Holtmeyer hits the three. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Wood River nearly turns it over. They get it near midcourt to Baugh. Nice pass down low. Jumper at the buzzer by DeVore, and it rattles out. Wood River, knowing exactly how much time was left there, got a great look at it. They had it trapped in the corner, kicked it out, then an extra pass inside, but DeVore couldn't hit the shot. That would have been a pretty play, but Wood River has to be content with a 12-point lead at the end of three quarters. It's 42-30, Wood River with the lead. We come back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Nebraskaland National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraskaland National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth here at Grand Island Central Catholic as Wood River has the lead over Kearney Catholic 42-30, and it will be star basketball to start the fourth quarter. Harrison Pierce gets the inbounds from James. Mestel, Holtmeyer, and Masker are out there right now. Handoff here for Harrison Pierce, and Pierce will hit a 12-foot jumper on that right side. Nice set play there as Harrison Pierce will cut the lead down to 10. They trail by as many as 17. Long pass up ahead. And they tried to throw it down low. Hustling back there to knock the ball out of bounds was Harrison Pierce, but it will be Wood River ball underneath their own basket. And, well, Bossart is going to inbound it. He looked like he was going to throw it in. And then now Holtmeyer will tip the ball into the backcourt. Renault is able to track it down. Renault will bring it up ahead, give it to Rojas. And now top of the circle, here's Bossart for three. Rolling around, no good. Rebound taken out by James. And James wants to run after the missed three. And he'll pass it up ahead for Harrison Pierce. And Pierce will head to the line as he was fouled. So Harrison Pierce will try to make this a single-digit game. It's been a while since it's been that. 42-32 with 7:22 to go. And Harry Pierce will bend the knees, and he hits the free throw. Check that. It was Masker. I thought it was 23 down there instead of 22. As soon as I noticed he was shooting left-handed, I kind of figured it out. So the free throw is good for Masker. And the second free throw bounces off the rim, no good. And a rebound in there by Renault. Renault kicks it up ahead to Bossart. Bossart's pass tipped around. Boz able to track it down in the corner, throws it through the lane, gets it out to Rojas. Rojas is going to fire a three. It will not fall. And the rebound is taken out of there by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will get it up ahead here for James. James on the bounce. Looks into the corner. Maskers wants it. Fires a three. It is off the mark and no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Wood River. That will go against James Rojas. And that is going to be his third foul of the game. So Pierce will go to the line for the front end of a 1-1 here. 42-33. Wood River has had the lead the entire second half. Free throw, back the iron, and no good. And rebounded out of there by Wood River. Wood River brings it in the offensive zone. They kick it off here on the left side. Bob will fire a three, no good. Long rebound taken out by Harrison Pierce. Pierce will pass it up ahead to Masker. Masker takes it off glass, no good. Couple of Eagles fighting for the rebound. And Harrison Pierce is going to be called for a foul. That stops the clock with 6:35 to go, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot the front end of a 1-1. So that's now two on Pierce. I have it being three, but they just announced that it's two on Pierce. And Chris Loy will go to the line for the front end of a 1-1. 6:35 to go, fourth quarter, 42-33. Eagles lead by 9. They led by as many as 17. Free throw here, up and good. Lead is back out to 10. Second free throw for Loy, and that one's good as well. That one actually hit a little iron, though, rattled in there. Mestel throws it up ahead here for James, and James took an extra step with it. He walked with it. James wasn't looking, and the pass by Mestel hit James right on the number one there. But James kind of got caught up. His footing wasn't just right as he was surprised by the pass. That one he intercepts, though. That one he got clean as Wood River turns the ball over. James is shut off. He'll kick it out. Here's Jackson for three, and he hits the three. Zach Jackson strokes in the three-pointer, and Kearney Catholic calls the timeout, brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraskaland National Bank, member FDIC. The steal and then the three makes it a 44-36 game here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break. Back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
8-point ball game. The ball is inbounded. The extra pass tipped away, stolen away by Kearney Catholic. And so the Stars down by 8 will now fire a three by Mestel. That one is well short, and then rebounded by Wood River. They get it up ahead here for Baugh. And I'll let you guess who got the rebound. Again, the rebound was by Don Bosshart, and they cut the ball back out here for Loy. And Loy is able to hit the shot. And we got a stoppage here as the ball rolled away from the officials. So they inbound it, does Kearney Catholic. They find themselves down by 10. Again, Wood River with that quick strike. Off of a screen, Jackson's going to drive to the baseline. Stop, kicks it out for James. James, baseline, pass tipped, and into the hands of Wood River, and there's going to be a foul on Kearney Catholic. Coming up with the loose ball was Renault, forcing the turnover by Kearney Catholic, and then he was kind of hit low there. I think that was Holtmeyer. Check that. It's going to be on Harrison Pierce, and that's going to be his third. So to the free throw line is going to be Renault for the front end of a 1-1 here. 46-36, Wood River up by 10, and the free throw is no good, and rebounded by Mestel. Mestel gives it to Jackson. Jackson back out to Mestel. Mestel gives it inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, little ball fake, 3-second counts going on, and they commit the foul and really kind of bailed him out. Bosshart, I think, is going to be called for the reach here. As they had a double team on Holtmeyer. Well, from my angle, I couldn't pick up who they signaled it to, and they haven't put a foul up on the scoreboard yet. So not sure who was called for the foul. I think it was Bosshart. In any event, the front end of the 1-1 is up and good. For Holtmeyer, but Holtmeyer missed the second one. And then Kearney Catholic knocks the ball loose. They pass it inside for Mestel. Mestel trying to get it, and I think we got another reach called here on Wood River. That'll be on Renault. So that's now 9 fouls on Wood River as a team. So Mestel will go to the front end, go to the line, and his free throw is up and good. So Tyler Mestel hits the front end of the 1-1. He now has 3 points in the game. It's 46-38, 5:23 to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw by Mestel, up and good. Again, Wood River led by as many as 17. And the officials now discussing something with Scott Carlin. We're talking about whether or not the bucket went in. The free throw is good. And they're coming over and discussing things here with Dave Baugh as well. Not sure exactly what the discussion is. Thought maybe there might have been a lane violation on the after the free throw. Should be one more free throw coming up, I believe. No, check that. He did make, okay. So they got it all straightened out whether or not there was another free throw. He made the second free throw. And the pass is going to be intercepted here by Jackson. Jackson comes up with the turnover, and he'll kick the ball out for Harrison Pierce. Whatever happened, they got straight now. Pierce is going to drive, kick it out. Mestel firing a three. That's off the mark. And rebounded by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer kicks it back out for Harrison Pierce. Pierce has it, tries to enter it in, and it was deflected off of one eagle and then off of Mestel. Good defensive play there by Tanner Gideon to step in that passing lane, knock the ball away, and got a little bit of a break when it hit Mestel. And Wood River's going to call a timeout here. 5:01 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout Eagles. They lead it 46-39. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth as Carney Catholic right now trying to come back from a 17-point deficit. But I'll tell you what, Wood River does a lot of little things right. It's going to be very difficult for that to happen here because, again, they've been just absolutely dominating the rebounding battle here in the ball game. And as a result, Carney Catholic really kind of has a long row to hoe here. They trail it 46-39 with 5:01 to go. But again, Wood River has consistently found a way to keep battling here. Damian Martinez gets the inbounds. Bounce pass up ahead here for Bosshart. Bosshart will get it back out to Renault. Long pass up ahead for Nate Bai. Bai will get the ball off for Rojas. So they're in the offensive zone, and a backdoor cut wide open as Renault, and Renault will score. That's exactly what I was talking about. Wood River, as Carney Catholic over-pursues the ball, it just always finds a nice way to get a passing lane and an easy bucket. They work it inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, did he drag the foot? Yes, he did. He was posting up and just didn't quite have enough reach with that pivot foot and ends up dragging his foot. So Wood River forces that turnover. That was nice defense there by Renault in the post. Rojas, dangerous pass, intercepted by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has it, stops, and he'll get the ball back out here for James. James works it back around the perimeter, and they get it off here for Mestel on that left side. Mestel gives it to James. He's being double-teamed, kicks it out for Jackson. Jackson, a little ball fake, takes it on the baseline. Bounce pass inside for Masker. Masker going on the ground to tie it up, and it's going to be grabbed by Wood River and then a timeout. Matt Renault got the ball, called the timeout because he felt the pressure around him, and he calls a nice timeout with 4:06 to go here in the fourth quarter to preserve the possession. Wood River leads at 48-39. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back here to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth at Grand Island Central Catholic. The early season basketball tournament wrapping up here. This is the consolation game between Wood River and Kearney Catholic. The Stars lost last night to Norfolk Catholic. Wood River lost to Central Catholic. Those two teams are in the other gym battling for the championship. Don't have access to a score in that game. But we know here Wood River has a 48-39 lead with 4:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Renault, who called that timeout smartly, will now inbound it. He'll toss it in here for James Rojas. Rojas back out for Renault. And across the timeline on the bounce is going to be Damian Martinez. They double-team him, but he's able to kick it out for Rojas. And again, a backdoor cut wide open underneath is Bosshart. And Bosshart will lay it up and in. And we have a quick little stoppage here as the official right underneath us was dealing with Harrison Pierce, who fell down, and I think they stopped it because Harrison Pierce may have slid into the side there, and he is limping off. It's not a terrible limp. I think he's going to be okay. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Offensive zone, it's James, and James just lost the ball, but is able to track it down in the corner, and he stepped on the sideline. Or is that a timeout? It's going to be a timeout, Kearney Catholic. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. 50-39, Wood River with the lead. The Stars will inbound it after this timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. We're back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. 11-point lead for Wood River, 50-39 with 3:40 to go. The ball was in the corner when Kearney Catholic called timeout, so they're going to have to inbound it in one of the tougher spots in a gym to inbound the basketball. They're on the baseline, but in the corner. And backdoor cut to Mastel, and he's going to lay it up, but it will not fall. And the rebound tipped to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, he loses the ball, but he was fouled on his way back up. So Holtmeyer now will go to the free throw line, shooting two. And I believe they said the foul was on Bosshart. Again, from my angle, I can't see it. And if I'm talking the same time the PA guy is, I don't know who the foul's on. And, you know, I talk a lot. 3:34 to go, fourth quarter, 50-39. Kearney Catholic at the free throw line. And the second free throw is also no good here for Holtmeyer. Stars could have used some points there. Wood River has it. They throw it down, and it goes off the fingertips of Renaud, and so that'll be a Wood River turnover. Deflected once, and then that second deflection was off of Renaud's hand. Damian Martinez checking in. And with 3:24 to go, Stars need to get something going offensively here. They are trailing by 11. We'll hand it off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer dribbles near midcourt. They try to double-team him, and he's used it up. Gives it to Masker. Masker over for James. Off of a screen, James kicks into the corner for Masker. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound tipped out, and finally Holtmeyer is able to come up with it. No, he lost it. As you guessed it, Dan Bosshart is one that actually came up with it. Extra pass on the run. They dish it in underneath, and Renaud is going to score. So Renaud gets the score after a nice little flip there by, I believe, Damian Martinez. Mestel loses the ball but is able to get it back. Nearly tied up. Mestel falling down, has to shoot it. Otherwise, it would have been a three-second violation. Loose ball picked up by Jackson. Jackson will kick it out. Three-pointer here by Jackson is rebounded long by Rojas. And then it is stolen away, so Wood River turns it over. Stars on the run. On the baseline, Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is going to be fouled by Loy. And so we'll have some free throws coming up. So 2:21 to go here in the basketball game, 52-39. And the foul on Loy is his fifth. So he's out of the ball game. With 10 points and 3 rebounds. And at the free throw line is going to be Brady Holtmeyer. And his first of 2 free throws is no good. Stars could use some points from the line, where they are now 12 of 25. Second free throw is also no good. So Wood River, after they get the rebound, brings it in the offensive zone. In a little bit of trouble here is going to be Rojas. Rojas turns the ball over. Kearney Catholic gets it to James. Pass around the perimeter. Here's Jackson, open for three. It is no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Kearney Catholic. Great rebounding position in underneath for Damian Martinez. And now Martinez will be shooting some free throws. And for Holtmeyer, that is foul number 3. So Damian Martinez with the 1-1 with 2:02 to go here in the basketball game, 52-39. Both teams will be in the double bonus from here on out. The free throw is up and good. So second free throw coming up here for Martinez. And that one rolls around, and good. 54-39, 15-point lead, 2 minutes to go. Kearney Catholic going to have to find some magic somewhere. And driving the lane is James, and James comes up gimping just a little bit. Now he's walking, well, reasonably okay. Still has a little hitch in his giddy-up. The foul is going to be on Martinez. And that is going to be his fifth. So he's going to be the second Eagle grounded because they fouled out of the game. Checking in for him will be Tanner Gideon. But a fifth foul when you're up by 15 with a minute 54 to go is not the worst thing that can happen to you. Bryce James will go to the line and shoot two here. And he toes the line. And the free throw is a little bit short. But he's got one more coming up. At the conclusion of the game, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Talk with Scott Carlin from Kearney Catholic. We'll also try to grab Dave Baugh if we can. Free throw is no good for James again. And rebounded there by Renault. And we get the ball knocked out of bounds. That'll be Wood River ball. Didn't see the indication. Bossart's going to inbound it near midcourt. And they'll bounce it in for James Rojas. Rojas steps through a double team, now triple teamed, and it's going to be taken away by Holtmeyer, and they're going to call a foul. And there were three guys there, so I'm not sure who committed the foul. And that'll be on Holtmeyer. So Rojas to the line, and James Rojas will shoot twice, and the first one's no good. ...54-39. Second free throw here for Rojas. And that one is also no good, and rebounded by Mestel. Mestel will bring it across the timeline. He's the last one of the 10 to bring it across, and he'll drive all the way in, leans in, shot will not fall. Rebound is tipped out and picked up by, oh, why not get another rebound? Dan Bossart. Bossart now has 14 rebounds in the game. Bossart has it. We'll give it off left side here for Rojas. Minute 15 to go. 15-point lead for Wood River. So they're going to be picking up their second win of the year. Jackson knocked the ball loose, but it's saved there by Rojas. He gets it to Baugh. Baugh being double-teamed, backdoor cut. That one is going to be intercepted there by Jackson as Jackson is able to make the steal. He'll bounce pass it inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will take it off glass, and he is fouled and now will shoot two with 52 seconds to go. Well, great effort tonight here for both of these two teams. But obviously, Kearney Catholic going to come up short, and Wood River is going to win a lot of basketball games this year. The free throw rolls around and is no good for Holtmeyer. ...54-39 is your score. 15-point lead here for Wood River. Second free throw rolls around and also is no good. Free throw line not been kind at all for Kearney Catholic as rebound by Wood River. The long pass, that'll be another Wood River turnover, and then a timeout by Kearney Catholic. Falling down, picking up the ball was Zach Jackson, and so the Stars call a timeout here in the final minute. 54-39, this timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. One final timeout here. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth. We are here at Grand Island Central Catholic as Wood River has a 54-39 lead here in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic's next action will be up in Ord. That game will be on the 12th. So that'll be next Friday. Wood River back on defense. Inbounded here for Jackson. Jackson can't really handle it, but Mestel's got it. 38 seconds to go. Gives it to Harrison Pearson. It's stolen away. On the steal is the red-hot Dan Bossart. After Bossart makes the steal, he then makes the layup on the other end. He's had an outstanding game, a double-double. 10 points and 14 rebounds. Long pass up ahead here for Tyler Mestel. Mestel's going to lay it up and in. 18 seconds to go. 15-point Wood River lead. And they'll get the ball up ahead here for Tanner Gideon. Gideon had numbers. He'll give the ball back out here for Rojas. Rojas passes it back out to Bossart. And now Wood River's just going to put the ball on their hip. And the final 2 seconds are going to go off here. And Wood River will win this one by a final of 56-41. Wood River, great effort tonight. And just taking a look at some of the numbers, with a couple things that jump up at me. Kearney Catholic, 12 of 30 from the free throw line, while Wood River was 15 of 23. And 12 of 43 shooting from the field was Kearney Catholic, 20 of 45 for Wood River. But again, 31 rebounds unofficially for Wood River. And actually, I have a few more I got to record here. So they're going to end up with 35 rebounds for Wood River, 20 for Kearney Catholic, a rebounding edge of 15 for the Eagles, and one reason why they ended up with an edge of 15 on the scoreboard. Your final, 56-41, Wood River with the win here over Kearney Catholic. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Once again, your final in this one, it was 56-41, Wood River with the win over Kearney Catholic. And again, some team numbers that kind of stand out for me. Wood River winning the rebounding edge unofficially 35-20. Wood River 15 of 23 from the free throw line, while Kearney Catholic was 12 of 30. And so that free throw shooting percentage, they certainly could have used some of those points there, especially if they're going to get beaten by 15 in terms of rebounding. Unofficially, turnovers, I have Wood River with 37 turnovers, Kearney Catholic with 25. So that would have negated it a little bit in terms of turnovers and rebounds can kind of wash each other out. But again, Wood River did shoot the ball much better overall from the field. They were 20 of 45, while Kearney Catholic was 12. of 43, and you can't just say that Kearney Catholic didn't shoot well. Much of that was because Wood River played very good defense and really kind of contested those shots. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Wood River. who is now 2-1 on the season. They were led by James Rojas with 12 points and 6 rebounds here in the ballgame. Matt Renault also with 12 points. He had 5 rebounds. Chris Loy also in double digits. He had 10 with 3 rebounds. And Dan Bossart with a double-double. He finished with 10 points and 14 rebounds in the game unofficially. Nate Baugh with 7 points and 4 rebounds. Damian Martinez with a couple of points. Tanner Gideon had 2. And Nicholas DeVore with 2 points tonight for Wood River as well. Next action for Wood River, they'll be taking on St. Paul on Thursday, as they have now improved their record to 2-1 on the year. For Kearney Catholic, the Stars had a couple players in double digits. Brady Holtmeyer had 10 to go with 8 rebounds. John Masker also with 10 points in the ballgame. He finished with 1 rebound unofficially. Zach Jackson had 8 points. Tyler Mestel with 6. Harrison Pierce with 4. Nathan Howe with 2. And Matt Masker with 1 point. Kearney Catholic shot 28% from the field. Free throw shooting percentage, they were 12 of 30, so they shot 40% from the free throw line. Actually, shooting from behind the arc wasn't all that bad. They were unofficially 4 of 20 for 25%. That's not bad from three-point range, but their overall field goal shooting was about 28%, and then their free throw shooting was 40%, and that just didn't get it done here today, as Wood River picks up a very nice 56-41 win. Meanwhile, Wood River, they shot from the field about 44, almost 45% in the game. And free throw shooting percentage, they were 15 of 23, so they shot 65% from the free throw line. And so Wood River was able to fill the basket a little bit better, obviously, because they pick up a 15-point win, 56-41. Next up for the Stars will be a trip against Ord on Friday. They'll be taking on the Chanticleers on Friday. We mentioned Wood River will be playing St. Paul on Thursday. So now Kearney Catholic 1-2 on the season. Wood River is now 2-1. Again, you're listening to the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We're going to take a quick break and hopefully have a chance to talk with Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. We'll do that as we continue with more of the postgame show right after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money, call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic as the Wood River Eagles defeated Kearney Catholic in the boys' consolation game of the GICC early season tournament, a final of 56-41. Let's get you updated with a little bit more with our schedule. Don't forget that coming up in a little bit, in fact, they're probably already underway over on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational, the finals going on. As Doug will have the coverage of that this afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9. It hasn't begun just yet. And don't forget that tomorrow we'll have men's basketball on the Breeze 94.5, that interstate rivalry between Creighton and Nebraska. Pre-game will start around 5 o'clock. Tip-off will be at 6. And, of course, tomorrow we'll have a triple header for you as well in the NFL right here on ESPN. The Steelers and Bengals, followed by Seattle and Philadelphia. And the Sunday night game will be New England at San Diego. And then we'll have more high school basketball for you coming up next weekend. Not sure what the schedule is going to bring us on Friday, whether or not that will be the Kearney Catholic Ord game, or, but we do know on Saturday, it'll be Millard South and Kearney High. Pre-game will be around 5 o'clock, and they'll tip it off around 5:15, a girl-boy doubleheader for you of Kearney High basketball a week from today right here on ESPN. Once again, your final in this one, 56-41. Earlier, Kearney Catholic's girls really didn't have much of a problem with a 46-23 win over Centura as they captured first place in the girls' division of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. And we talked with Coach Carlin at halftime of the girls' game, and he said it might very well come down to which team, meaning Wood River or Kearney Catholic, responds better after playing two straight nights and then suffering their first loss of the season the night before. If we kind of just take a look at that criteria, you'd have to say Wood River certainly had the edge here as they win this one by a final of 56-41. And as we mentioned, the Stars will be back in action against Ord on Friday. Wood River doesn't have quite as much time to rest up as they'll be taking on St. Paul Thursday, as they're now 2-1 on the season. We're going to take one last break. Hopefully I have a chance to talk with either Dave Baugh of Wood River or Kearney Catholic Scott Carlin. We'll do that as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. We come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show as Wood River hands Kearney Catholic their second straight loss, a final of 56-41. Kind enough to join us to talk about it, Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach for the Stars. And again, one of the things I kind of see out there as a stat that kind of really jumps out at me was I had you guys getting out rebounded by about 15. That had to be one of the keys to the game.
We put up on the locker room bulletin board, or you know, on the marker board today before the game, three stats would tell the key. We thought we had to be even rebounds, ahead in turnovers, and be more mentally tough, and I'd say we were 0-for-3 on all three of those. The rebounding today, we got our butt kicked.
Yeah, again, losing that one by 15 really kind of hurt. Also, free throw shooting is one of those elements that I thought really kind of jumped up and bit you guys too. You guys did get to the line. Good news is you got the line 30 times. Problem is you only hit about 12 of those.
I don't know what to say. I guess it's kind of the same song, second verse. I think Brady was about 4-for-15, I think, according to our stat guy. Great job being aggressive. We just got to get some confidence in some guys shooting right now. And I'm at a loss, so I know our coaches are going back to the bulletin board to see how we can get some easy looks for our guys, maybe get a layup here or there, and we get some confidence, and then all of a sudden those shots become easier.
And you kind of mentioned, too, you said that you didn't feel that your team was as mentally tough as Wood River. What exactly do you mean by that?
They executed stuff. You know, when they got the lead, they broke a press, they made us pay for layups. We got a turnover. Very rarely did we make them pay for a layup. We have a guy on the top of the key on our offense, doesn't get back. I bet they had 30 points off of our simple mistakes like that. Deep guy in the press coming up for some reason, giving up in the layup. Guy on the top of the key not getting back on defense, give up a layup. So that's the stuff what I was talking about, mentally tough.
Wood River with the win here, 56-41 over Kearney Catholic. Joining us, Scott Carlin of Kearney Catholic. There was a lot of effort out there. I mean, they defensively especially, I really thought that both teams really battled very hard defensively.
Yeah, I thought our kids played hard. Their kids played hard. You know, it was a hard-fought battle. Probably what led to some of the sloppiness is you had two teams just playing as hard as they could, and that's going to happen at times. You know, hats off to them. They're a good ball club. They're a reason why they've been developing these group for 2-3 years, you know. Hats off to Coach Ba over there, and, you know, can't take anything away from them.
Yeah, I've mentioned it before, Wood River is going to win their fair share of games this year. I think you guys are going to, too. What are some things that you're going to be working on before you play Ward next week?
Shooting, moving an offense. Our offense was stagnant at times, and then all of a sudden we kind of get it down to 6, 7, 8 in the fourth quarter with the ball, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we have to shoot a 3 and 3 only. And there was times we can get to the hoop, I really felt like, and that was disappointing that we didn't take advantage of that.
All right. Well, you got plenty of time to work on it. Don't play till Friday. And you played a very good basketball team here in Wood River. I mean, there has to be a fair number of positive things that you're kind of looking at as well, in spite of the fact that you really kind of felt that you guys were a little flat.
Yeah, you know what? Getting to the line 30 times, I thought that was huge. I mean, we did attack enough to get to the line. I mean, we weren't just settling one pass and jump shots the whole game. And that's a big plus because that's time when your legs go. A lot of times that's what people do is, okay, it's up, that's easy, we'll just pass and chuck it up there. But we were able to attack. We posted up some guys at times. And we played as hard as I've seen the team play. I mean, I read a quote by Mike Krzyzewski that said, the most underdeveloped skill is playing hard. And I can't fault our guys. I believe they truly play hard.
All right. Well, go get them next week, Scott.
Thanks.
All right. Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. But Wood River picks up a nice win. They're now 2-1 on the season. Kearney Catholic 1-2. Wood River 56, Kearney Catholic 41. Don't forget, we'll have coverage of the Big 10 championship game right here on ESPN Radio tonight, and we'll also be following the SEC game between Alabama and Missouri this afternoon as well. The Kearney Catholic boys and girls split. The girls do win comfortably over Centura 46-23, but Kearney Catholic loses to a LUPLAC conference rival, Wood River, with a 56-41 win over the Stars. And Wood River, look out for them. They're going to be pretty good this year. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Caleb Henry back in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.